Thyroid KI today.
The floodgates are open in some small towns in Louisiana, while Miami and Imam and two of his sons were arrested on federal charges because they turned over 50 grand to the Pakistani Taliban. How about those connections? Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you had a fabulous weekend. We'll get you ready for this upcoming week. What's in store out of Washington that affects us in our own backyards? Water cooler buzz at its best. We go here and there and almost everywhere, really, honestly. From the left to the right to somewhere in between. I don't care what your political stripes are. Remember, you can always be a part of America Tonight. So we'll get to it right from the get-go. Pakistan and where we stand with Pakistan. It's interesting because I saw a softball interview on 60 Minutes with Robert Gates, the current Secretary of Defense, right? And he's on his way out and did a sit-down with Katie Couric. He's pretty available to the media, though, when you're on his turf and you're traveling around, and he'll do quick interviews here and there. I mean, I actually like a lot about Gates. But the interview, I thought, was one of those kind of layup interviews. And that's all right, except for in talking to Gates, it was interesting, and in this 60 Minutes, to re-rack it for you, there were some interesting moments in it about Pakistan. Not, I guess not so much with Gates, but further down the line with somebody who was familiar with the Taliban, somebody, a Pakistani, a former official who's very familiar with what's going on there. And the question was asked about, is Pakistan an ally, truly an ally, or should we be concerned about Pakistan? We've been saying this all along. We've had terrorism experts on that say we should have been in Pakistan in the first place. And how do you win a war where you're providing safe haven for a series of mishaps and bombings and roadside bombings and awful things that have happened to our soldiers, where literally the people who are doing the bombing can walk across the border pretty much and find a safe place to stay. They're harboring, in other words, for lack of a better way to describe it to you, I think I've had too much coffee, they're harboring the bad guys. They're harboring them. And so, really, is Pakistan our ally? I kept thinking that about the compound. You can't tell me that more people, I don't want to beat a dead horse, because, boy, we certainly have talked about this, but do you really think, I mean, seriously, do you really think nobody knew what was going on in Pakistan with Osama bin Laden? I don't buy it. I think a whole lot of people knew what was going on with Osama bin Laden. They were afraid to say something, turned a blind eye, don't care, and really didn't want to connect the dots, or who knows. Pick any of those. But more than the wives and the couriers knew that bin Laden was there. So now you have this Miami imam who comes up donating money to the Pakistani Taliban. So how does that happen? Well, what happened was Ali Khan, that's his name, was picked up at the Miami mosque called the Flagler House. One of his sons, another imam, was picked up in another part of Florida, Margate, Florida. And then another son was stopped in Los Angeles. All three of them are U.S. citizens. Now, the mosques themselves aren't implicated in what's happened here. There are also three other people still at large in Pakistan, including Khan's daughter, grandson, and some other guy, because they took the 50 grand and they're distributing the money to the Taliban. The State Department now is calling them, of course, is calling the Taliban, as we know for a long time, a terrorist organization. So they're in trouble. You can't do that. The indictment lists all those transactions. They bought guns. They gave money to militants' families. They promoted the cause of the Taliban. Khan owns a school in northwest Pakistan that shelters Taliban members and trains kids to become militants. And he's living in Miami with his family. His 19-year-old grandson is accused of collecting and distributing money sent from the U.S. from other people to the Taliban. How much more do we need for the people who don't believe that this is going on right underneath our noses? I think this is a huge story that's going to get bigger. Because how many other people were doing this? How many other people were involved? And what he told, what Khan told the Miami Herald is that none of his family supports the Taliban, and he just said, we support this country. So if they're convicted, how much time do you think they'll do in prison? A lot. They're going to be in court on Monday. That's why I said this is going to be a huge, huge story. The Taliban, I mean, we don't even have to go through the list of things with the Taliban. Just thinking in my head, the suicide bombings. Remember the suicide bombings in Pakistan last week killed 87 people. They said that was vengeance for the killing of Osama bin Laden. The particular Taliban members that they were giving money to have been linked to the Times Square car bombing. Remember that? Faisal Shahzad, that was the guy's name, in May of last year. This is scary, scary stuff. Senator John Kerry from Massachusetts is questioning Pakistan and what's going on in Pakistan. So he's making moves to go to Pakistan. Here's what he had to say.
It is fair to say that some of my colleagues in the House and Senate have deep reservations about whether or not Pakistan is committed to the same goals.
And I think that's a fair question to ask. Do you think Pakistan is committed to the same goals of wiping out the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, any of that? Do you believe that? Or do you think it's riddled with corruption and is a safe harbor for way too many terrorists? And they don't want to, do they really want to get involved? I think it's all about follow the money, and it always is. So that's nothing new, not just with terrorists and terrorism. I don't think Pakistan is a true ally at all. In fact, I think Pakistan should be looked at with a very skeptical eye. And yet we're talking about giving money to Pakistan. The president, last week when he did his sit-down interview with Steve Croft from 60 Minutes, because that was the only one he had done, the in-depth interview, he said that Pakistan was an ally and that they were working more toward that. I would look at Pakistan definitely and think twice about getting close to the so-called people at the top, because I think they turn their back on what's going on in that country. You might think differently. We're going to talk about that next here on America Tonight. Stay with us. Heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendovite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendovite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
He arrived Sunday, late Sunday, to talk about the killing of Osama bin Laden. I'm talking about Islamabad, Pakistan. And he's meeting with Pakistani leaders, trying to decide whether the U.S. should continue to pump in, by the way, billions of dollars in aid to our so-called ally that I think, and I think you believe, many of you, come on, they harbor Islamic terrorists. They do. Why is Kerry there? Well, he's the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. And, of course, he's the most senior guy on the totem pole there. And it's not a surprise necessarily that he decided to pick it up and go over. But he's got to be blunt about this whole thing. The stakes are couldn't be higher when you think of the money that we're pouring into that country. It's been 2 weeks since bin Laden was killed in that raid in Abbottabad, where it was holed up for how many years? 5 years, we think. A stone's throw away of their equivalent of West Point. So we've got the United States saying and Pakistan saying that they were part of this because they provided some of the intelligence that helped the CIA identify his location. But then I have the question, why didn't they take him out? Why didn't they get him? And then Pakistan says the United States didn't tell them about the operation. Well, why? Because obviously knowing there was a chance that it could get out. There's massive distrust here, and I think for a very, very good reason. What do you think? Should we trust Pakistan? Should we continue to pump money in to Pakistan or not? 800-259-5791, that's my number. 800-259-5791. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're continuing to roll down that overnight highway, littered with potholes when it comes to Pakistan, by the way. David in Texas, you have the floor. Hey, David.
Hello, President Delaney.
Hello.
There's no such thing as too much coffee. That just means you have to go to the bathroom more to relieve it.
Now, you get that coffee buzz. You can go off the rails on a coffee buzz. I swear you can.
Well, I know I can on Pepsi and Mountain Dew because, I mean, I've gone on 72 hours of no sleep on that stuff. But
oh.
Well, you know, I drove trucks, so. You know, I'd lay down and try to go to sleep and then wouldn't be able to go to sleep for a while, so.
Mm.
It was
that's a long time to. Wow, did you pump? Did you eat a lot of food, too? I mean, were you grabbing? You weren't just drinking all that soda, right? You were stopping and grabbing some greasy truck stop food or something, right?
Yeah, I was still, you know, I was doing more junk food at the time, but I'm eating much, much more healthier now.
There you go. That's good.
I still drink as, I've cut down considerably on my soda intake, but that's only because, you know, things are going up in price.
Yeah.
And as far as the Obama thing, or the, well, the Obama thing needs, he needs to get out in 2012 anyway. And as far as Osama, you know, the more we keep it in the press, it's like we're martyring him.
The more we talk about Osama bin Laden, we're making him a martyr?
So, that's the way it normally goes. I mean, just look at history.
Okay, so look at history. Who's your example in history that we're who do we turn into a martyr in history that you think is a good comparison to bin Laden?
You might disagree with me, but how about Hitler?
I knew you were going to say Hitler. I just knew it.
Come on, Kate. There's still Nazi skinheads, as they call them, out here, even in the United States.
Yeah, but I don't think you can. First of all, I don't think you can compare the two. I get what you're saying. That you want to call them sympathizers or whatever.
Osama and Hitler both killed a lot of people, and and a lot of the supporters, both of them, even today, are still out there to kill people.
Right. You know. Yeah. Do me a favor too. You got to turn on. Will you turn on your radio?
I don't have my radio.
It's echoing. Something is echoing back. Oh, turn down your pal talk. You got to turn down whatever's echoing in the background.
I'll tell you what. I'll go downstairs because I'm feeding it today.
All right, I got you.
Because Jack has got the flu. It's all Dawn Fire 74's fault. You can blame her.
All right, there you go. All right, so while you go do that, I'm going to dance on the dance floor without you and respond to what you're saying. I don't think by talking about bin Laden we're turning him into a martyr. I mean, some could see it that way if you wanted to fan the flames, but I don't think so. I think there's still many more interesting things about what happened with bin Laden, and of course people are looking at this from all different points of view. There's conspiracy entrepreneurs that don't even believe that it's true. There are other people that think it was a setup, and then of course there are people still questioning. We haven't seen the photographs, so don't tell me you got them until we can really see the photograph. There have been some senators who have seen the photograph, and they say it's definite and it's true and blah blah blah. And I don't think that even with Navy SEALs, who are mission, they're all about the mission. Anybody knows this with military people. Forget the whole idea that you're getting all these people to agree and say it's bin Laden when it's not. However, forget all of that. Put that aside for a second. I don't think we're turning him into a martyr by having a discussion about bin Laden. In this case, really, it's about Pakistan and where we sit with Pakistan and Pakistan explaining to us how long have we supported Pakistan and what are we getting in return for supporting Pakistan. Are they really turning their back on America? And I'm going to say we've been duped by Pakistan for a very, very long time. And I don't believe they're a true ally at all. And I don't think we should be pumping money in their direction. That's what John Kerry is over there trying to figure out. And when we, it was even John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, saying, we need to give money to Pakistan. We need to support them. They're our ally. I don't think so. I don't think we need to do that at all. So I'm going to say no. Pakistan is denying knowledge of bin Laden's whereabouts or support to militant groups. But I don't think we should do it. I don't think we should supply any money to them. You might disagree. And listen, what do you think? Anyone listening, what would be the ground? What would be the basis of giving them money for cooperation? I mean, how much intel do we get from Pakistan? That's what I want to know. I'm not really buying that. I don't think we have a strategic partnership here. Wouldn't it be great if we did? But we don't have one. We're being fooled by them. I think that people in Pakistan that are part of the Pakistan's government, I think some of them are in massive collusion with the insurgents. And there's a good reason that the money that we're supplying them is on the line. And I don't think we should give them the money. 800-259-5791. Like I said, you might disagree because you might say, well, you know, the Pakistani government, they're there in the middle of things and we need to have them as an ally. We need to at least try to cultivate that a little bit more. But I think the United States is playing the part of the fool with Pakistan. But except for that, Pakistan is one of the supply routes for the troops in Afghanistan. And that's pretty crucial in, to get the supplies that we need to get to our guys that are over there. We have to have that open. So we can't completely, I guess, sever those ties with Islamabad, because what would that do? And what happens with their nuclear arsenal, too? Who does that go to if we completely severed all ties from them? So I guess the answer is we still have to have some kind of a relationship with that country, whether we believe what they knew or what they didn't know. But I would say keep them close. It's like that old Sun Tzu saying about keeping your enemies close, but your friends even closer. If we consider them friends, then we need to keep them right there next to us. And there is anti-American sentiment all over the place in Pakistan. I mean, all over the place. All right, I'll say it once again. Here's my number, 800-259-5791. We're checking the email next here on ATN.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from fear of falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access, built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub for boomers and beyond.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
After 70 years, it's what he goes there for, is to unlock the door. All around him criticize and slave. And through a fractal on a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
Kicking it around all over the place. Basically, the question is, Pakistan, how much do you trust Pakistan? Now, obviously, there are people that are going to be sympathizing with the United States and are trustworthy people in Pakistan. Anytime you stereotype or blanket anything, you could poke holes in it. Overall, though, here's the key thing. If I have the vote, if I'm John Kerry, if I'm John Boehner, if I'm any of those people, if I'm a congresswoman, or I'm a senator, and I have a vote on giving money to Pakistan and how much we give to Pakistan and how much we continue to cultivate what we would hope is a strong relationship with them, am I trying to strengthen those ties and really believe in it and really want to pump that do-re-mi into their hands? Or do I think, no, they're complicit with things that are happening in that country, and we're talking about people on the higher levels who are, I'll call it, betraying the United States or, you know, or our other allies, NATO allies, et cetera, that are in Afghanistan. Because that's what happens. Just think of it this way. Somebody comes in. They bomb the crap out of the Americans and NATO forces, whatever, in these remote areas in Afghanistan. Then they're able to go back across the border and slurk away there's no ties to them. There's no way to get them, even though they know who they are in Pakistan in many cases. They're not being turned over. And part of the reason why is follow the money. Who's getting the money from the poppy fields? Who's giving the money to the people? If you just took Afghanistan, it's a very illiterate country. So how do you expect the people in the villages to survive? They're going to go for the money. They're going to go for the people who are taking care of them, the people who are going to be there when the U.S. leaves. So the dance is precarious anyway, especially in those border regions between Afghanistan and Pakistan. John Boehner, Speaker of the House, says you've got to strengthen those U.S.-Pakistan ties. John Kerry is on a mission to figure out, really, should we be pumping this money in there, although he supports it. He does support it. There's a lot of support for doing that. But is that the wrong way to go? All right, normally we don't double dip here on ATM, but we're going to do it this time with David because I made him turn down the sound in the background because it was echoing back to us. Remember, when you call us around the country, it's cool. You're listening to your radio or whatever you're listening to, but just crank it down. Otherwise, everybody else hears it blaring out, and then it sounds like it's echoing back. Anyway, David, you have the floor again. Hello.
Hello again. Yeah, I had to go into a
safe house
area.
Okay, so what's your, just flat out, Pakistan? Do we need to pump billions into their hands? What do you say?
No, and the reason I say that is not only what you said about that old saying of keeping your friends closer.
Right, right.
You remember the old saying of all talk and no action makes whoever a dull person? Well, there's also the saying of they're feeding us all this talk because they want the money, but their actions should speak louder than their words, and
yeah.
Right now, their words are worthless at this point.
Right, because I still have a lot of questions. Like I said, this is why the Bin Laden connection, it's been 2 weeks, that nobody knew. I mean,
They had to have known. Look how far away they were from Islamabad.
You know? Exactly. It's crazy.
And if you ask me, I think Bush would have done it, but because I mean, when Bush was still in office, they pretty much knew he was in Pakistan. Okay, they pretty much knew it. I don't care what anybody says; they pretty much knew he was in Pakistan. But to save face with the Pakistani people, he was advised not to do so. And I think Bush would have went in there and done it in a heartbeat. But
you say Bush knew that he was there and he didn't go in because he had to save face with Afghanistan people?
No, wait a minute. Bush gets all these briefings every day.
Right.
They pretty much the military and the CIA pretty much knew that he was moving in between Afghanistan and Pakistan.
Right,
they couldn't
right.
exactly put down
sure.
exactly where, but
sure.
you know, any military trained individual knows that you're going to go into places that you know that we won't go because we're friends with those people or supposedly friends with them. And if you've got if they're playing both ends of this of the fence, which is what Pakistan was doing, and I think they still are, because there's still a lot of the deck of cards, as they put it,
missing.
There's still a lot of them that haven't been captured.
Right.
Or killed.
Right.
So, you know, I personally would say, okay, we're going to revoke paying you, giving you all this millions and trillions of dollars of aid until you can prove to us that you're a ally and not a double agent. I mean, they had double agents back there when we were with the Cold War with Russia. You know?
Well, right, absolutely. I understand where you're going with that, and the problem is this: the proof thing is that, you know, it's a delicate balance of what you say to them of, okay, we have to have the supply route for our guys.
The proof is, where did they find Osama?
Right, right in
where
the midst of them.
Him?
Right in the midst of Abbottabad, right near their military equivalent of West Point. That's the best way to put it. Yeah. So how could they not have known? Absolutely. How could they not have known? That's what I'm saying. That's why I have a hard time with this. David, thanks. We're going to slide over to Sean in the UK. Hey, Sean.
Hello, Kate.
Hello. What do you think, Sean? I mean, this affects England. You're our ally. We trust you. And so the U.S. the U.S. and the U.K., have a good relationship. We turn to you, you turn to us. And so you are somewhat invested. Yes, it is unfortunate in some cases. Ask Tony Blair about that. He didn't even get invited to that royal wedding.
I've been following this very closely, and, you know, what we've got to remember is that the Afghanistan people are very, how do we put it, very hardy. You know, they'll never give up a fight. They fought Russia for years. That's all they've known in Afghanistan is war. Now, Pakistan is only a stone's throw away from Afghanistan. They're more scared.
Yeah.
You imagine, you know, the Pakistan government had a choice. It was, we tell the Americans where Bin Laden is. They come in, they take out Bin Laden, and then they end up with 80 dead police officers, as we've just seen. Or do Pakistan keep quiet and the Americans come in and do the job anyway? You know, it's a hard decision for them, it was. You know, you can't, Pakistan are thinking of their own country by the sound of it, you know. I wouldn't have told them. I wouldn't have told America he was here.
I see what you're saying. You're saying that you think it's not necessarily that they didn't want to tell the United States it was self-preservation.
Yeah, I wouldn't. If it meant that my friends were going to get blown up, I wouldn't tell them.
So do you think, Sean, the United States should just say, well, we'll just move on from this one. We did get some help. We're just going to say that. And they should just keep giving the government millions of dollars. Billions.
It's what's actually happened is in the long run, they've got Bin Laden, they killed him.
Yeah.
But it's not ended. It's not finished, it's not stopped it. You know, it weren't a case of they go running in there, kill Bin Laden, end of the Afghanistan war. You know, all that's going to happen now is somebody's just going to go back into Bin Laden's boots. So we're going to be back to number one. We're going to be back exactly where we started from. Then they'll take the next person out. There'll be somebody else that'll take the next person's boots. You know what I mean? They will never, ever stop the war. Afghanistan's too robust. You know, they'll just get new leaders, and the leaders will keep coming. America will keep taking them out. Servicemen will still be getting killed. You know, it's just one of those things. I don't know.
Having said that, then really the United States needs to get out of Afghanistan, and that's it. And work on just more the covert thing, the spy game, all of that, but not have as many troops on the ground, not so much of a land war, we'll call it. But I think that anyway, because just listen to what Sean said. We'll keep doing the same thing over. Good call, Sean. Thank you. We'll keep doing the same thing over and over and over again, and that's what's the definition of that? That's crazy. It makes no sense. We had a punt on the emails. We're going to get to that again. Plus, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, 800-259-5791. Keep it locked and loaded on ATN.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Himbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon and Answer 250 caps. Summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me and I will write you a song. Come away with me on a bus.
In just a few minutes, we're going to check our mailbag. You know, I'm always beating you up to send me your thoughts to americatonight.net. Click on email, boom, and then it's done. A lot of the emails still had to do with Bin Laden, but some other things percolating in our own backyard. One quick last thing of note to pay attention to. So John Kerry is having these meetings. Senator Kerry is having these meetings with Pakistani army folks and, you know, anybody at the top brass in discussing the future relationship with the United States and what happened over Bin Laden's death and what about the CIA drone strikes and all of that kind of stuff, right? Serious things, trying to form a united front, because I think part of the concern is cutting off the supply routes, because for now, we're still in Afghanistan. For now, we have boots on the ground in Afghanistan. Cutting off the supply routes would be disastrous for our men who are fighting in those horrific areas in Pakistan and near that, in Afghanistan, near that Pakistan border. And plus, it's the only way to get it down and through. So in the meantime, I was reading about this earlier in the day, the tension between Pakistan and the United States could certainly be fueled even more. There is a terror trial in Chicago that's going on this week, a Chicago businessman who's accused of pumping money and backing, logistical backing, to some of the attacks in Mumbai that were carried out by one of the Pakistani terror groups. And the star witness told the investigators that the siege was financed by Pakistan's main spy agency. And of course, we all know what that is, the ISI, the Inner Services Intelligence Group, the ISI. And if that's true, wow. He says he has information, definite ties to it. I think a lot of people are going to be watching that trial, and we'll tell you what happens in the courtroom, too, as we click along, certainly, and get deeper into this week of America Tonight. Also, just a quick reminder, don't forget, we have our second leg of the Triple Crown Challenge coming up, because the Preakness is coming up, so that's on Friday morning in our third hour. Win, place, show. If you nail it exactly, you don't have to know all the horses. I can, you know, you can just pick the numbers. I'll tell you how many numbers there are in it. And if you get win, place, or show, you win the Sports Princess Library, and it's huge, tremendous bragging rights as well. Without further ado, quickly, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Can I hear that one more time?
You have mail, mistress.
It's like Simon Says. I love it. I love it when a man actually does what I ask him to do.
And yeah, baby.
I'm serious. Okay, so here we go. This one is from Shalid, who says, "Hi, America Tonight. I've been listening to the show for the last 3 months or so. I have to say I really thoroughly enjoy it. What's happened in the Bin Laden case is very disturbing to me because I agree with you, Kate. I think something is definitely awry in Pakistan. It makes no sense that nobody could have possibly really known that Bin Laden was there. We all know that that is a fantasy. Everybody knew that he was there. Are you kidding? With the gossip that certainly flies through those streets, nobody knew that he was there. The courier didn't leak it. Somebody didn't leak it. I find it very hard to believe." Yeah, that's the problem. You know, it's that same thing. You can't go back in history, though. Moving forward in this relationship with Pakistan, that's the key. Where do we go from here? Where do we go from here? If we really need those trucking routes to be open, we can't completely slam Pakistan. So the answer is we really don't have a lot of choices on this. But how much money we pump into the Pakistani military, oh, we have some choices there, absolutely. All right, this one is from Cindy C. "Hi, Kate. Have you been paying attention to what's going on with the great Billy Graham? I heard him speak one time. I'm not even a particularly religious person, but he made me want to get some religion after I heard him. He's an incredible speaker. In his day, he certainly was. And I'm wondering if you know anything more about his condition." Well, he was released from the hospital. I know that. He's 92 years old. Do you believe that? 92 years old. And he lives in North Carolina. He had pneumonia. You know, when you're older and you get pneumonia, it can be so deadly. He has had pneumonia. They treated him. I guess his recovery, they say, might be a little slow going, but he's out of the hospital, so that's a good sign. They say he's in great spirits, all that kind of stuff, and friends are coming to call on him. You know, it's just age-related stuff that happens to you. But you think of how many people Billy Graham preached to over how many decades. How many presidents did he counsel? You go all the way back to Harry Truman. Six decades. That's a long, long time. Absolutely. And it didn't matter the particular religions. He definitely did have a certain gift when it came to speaking, because all kinds of people would actually go and watch him speak. All right, this one is from Chuck on Wall Street. "Kate, have you been paying attention to what's going on with the IMF chief and the crazy story over the sexual assault allegations?" Yes, absolutely. This is going to be big news, I think, throughout the week, too. What happened was he was picked out of a lineup. And if you don't know the story, what it is that the head of the International Monetary Fund is accused of chasing a housekeeping employee into his suite or down the hall of his suite and trying to assault her. So he was picked out of a lineup, like I said. The Dominique Strauss-Kahn was actually taken into custody over the weekend, because I saw some of the footage of that, then charged with attempted rape and unlawful imprisonment. So his arraignment was supposed to take place, but as of Sunday night, it was delayed, maybe because of the hour, I don't know, whatever it was. But they're doing forensic tests and all that sort of stuff, but he's in trouble on this one. So he'll make his first court appearance on Monday. He's got, of course, with all the money he has, he's one of the best attorneys. The guy's name is Benjamin Brofman, who says, you know, listen, he's innocent, of course. And police say that, no, he sexually assaulted this 32-year-old woman at the Sofitel Hotel in Manhattan, then was headed off to an airport to get onto a flight for Paris. Wow. So now it's interesting, because what is the tie to IMF and why do we care? And the reason is because this is part of that European Union bailout. And this is a guy who, by the way, was a candidate or supposedly going to be a candidate for the French presidency. Now there are all kinds of people talking about him and talking about things that he has done in the past, because that's what happens. Once the allegations start to fly, then other things start to emerge. So he's in trouble on this one. He doesn't have diplomatic immunity, and that's a big thing here, and certainly his attorney is well aware of that. And it happened, I guess, in the afternoon. She came in to clean the hotel, and then he ran down after her, is how the story goes. And she says that he pulled her into a bedroom and attacked her. Wow. Wow. All right, if you have any thoughts on the show, just like all of those people did, you can send me your thoughts by going to americatonight.net.